Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. So that means we will be focusing a bit more on the precious metals charts, but also getting some big picture comments about, I think, what is truly driving some of these moves in especially the precious metals market. Jordan, let's start off with gold, because gold is bouncing again today after a bit of a sell-off yesterday, but overall, it's been a strong run since really November 3rd, the bottom that was put in there at 1758. And you can go the whole way back to, again, the tail end of September, the bottom at 1721. Now, there have been a lot of comments about gold breaking out. And I'm saying that with a couple maybe quotes around it, simply because everybody can construe breakouts slightly differently. So I want to get your technical outlook on this recent move for gold, and are you considering this a breakout, and especially a significant breakout here where it looks like it could just keep running higher?
Well, it is a breakout as far as significant. I don't think it's a significant breakout yet. If we're looking on the chart, it's basically a five-month breakout. You know, gold against foreign currencies, that broke to a new 52-week high. So that, to me, is where the real significant breakout has been. But I don't want to diminish the importance of gold breaking above 1835. That is significant. And hopefully we close the month clear of 1820, 1825 on the monthly chart. That's a caveat if this thing blows up in our face as the month closes. I don't think that's going to happen. So, I mean, that having that monthly close, that's going to be encouraging. And I'd like to see gold test 1900 on the daily chart. And even if it doesn't break out, I don't think it's going to break out. But even if that's the case, it's still significant. The market is putting itself in position for the more significant breakout next year, which to me would be 1900. I mean, it's, if you're looking at, and this is another thing, you have to look at, it's called technical analysis on multiple time frames. So most people, they'll just pull up a daily chart and they'll say, oh, well, gold looks really good. You know, it's broken out here. And I mean, that's fine, but you really need to look at what's the daily chart looking like, what's the weekly, what's the monthly, even the quarterly. And you, if you look at the quarterly and the monthly especially, 1900 is a very significant level. So gold throughout this correction, I mean, it's been four or five times it's traded above 1900 since it started, but failed to close the month above it. So that's going to be the significant resistance moving forward. And that's why we can't say this is a huge breakout yet, because it's only a five-month breakout on the chart. And, you know, silver hasn't really broken out that much either. So that we just have to be careful about calling everything a breakout. When gold breaks above 1900 on a monthly basis, yeah, that's a significant breakout. When gold breaks out of the cup and handle, when it makes a monthly close above, maybe it's 2000, I don't know where the monthly resistance is. But when you break out of the cup and handle, you're making a new all-time high, that is a breakout. Like, that's really what you want to write home about. That's the kind of breakout that we're really looking for. So, I mean, significant breakout so far, not really, but, you know, it is significant on a short-term basis, but gotta close above 1900 on a monthly basis.
Yeah, Jordan, great points there. And I think it does come down to looking at things in different time frames. Someone that's a trader that's looking at a breakout above 1835 may be encouraged. Someone looking at quarterly charts may not even be encouraged at all yet until it gets above that $1,900 level. So when you look at that key level, because it's so key on monthly and quarterly charts, the 1900 to 1910 level, do you think if gold got up here, made it close to that, and then was rejected and came back down, how important is it to hold above this 1835, 1840 level that it just made it above? Because that was an incremental move higher. And do you think it's going to even have the energy, or what would give it the energy to make it above that in a shorter time frame and not get rejected by that key resistance level?
Well, when you were saying what would give it the energy, I was about to say time, but then you said on a shorter time frame. I'm not really sure. I'm just skeptical looking at the positioning in the market. I mean, the net spec position is relatively high. I mean, I do think gold can test 1900 on the daily chart, maybe trade a little bit above it. But I don't think there's enough. I think there's too much specs in the market right now for gold to make that monthly breakout above 1900. Maybe you start to see weakness in the stock market. you know, that could be one thing that gives this rally more legs than I think it has. Another thing would be if the inflation data, I mean, if you get a couple reports that show it's really sticky and it's not going to come down at all next year, that could help. Some reports that lower economic growth expectations next year. I mean, some kind of combination of that could bring in a lot more buying. But I will say this, you know, rallying up to 1900, which I think is more likely than not at this point, and even pulling back, that's going to set up gold for, you know, a real clear breakout sometime next year. Like, it's not a bad thing at all. It's giving the market more time. It's setting it up. It's putting it in position for a real significant breakout next year. And I don't know if I mentioned this, but if gold rallies up to 1900, then it comes back, you have like a kind of a rough mini cup and handle pattern. And that would project to about 2080, which is the old all-time high. So possibly gold rallies up to 1900, sells off, corrects for a couple months, you know, and then it's going to have this mini cup and handle. I mean, as far as gold coming back below, you know, having to hold above 1835 or 1820, that doesn't really bother me that much. I want to see it get up to 1900, test it again. And, you know, I'd have to look more closely at the daily chart, but you know, even if it comes back down to 1815 or 1820, that doesn't really bother me in that scenario. I think on the, you know, probably on the weekly and monthly charts, you're not going to see gold, you know, close down at those levels. Even again, this is the multiple time frame analysis. You could see on a daily chart, gold comes down to 1820. But if we're just looking at monthly charts moving forward, you know, gold's probably going to hold above 1825, 1830 on a closing basis.
Okay. Overall, it is still encouraging to see gold moving higher, but we do need to take it in the whole context of the markets, especially as you even alluded to, comparing it to the U.S. equity markets, because while gold has had this four-month breakout, U.S. markets have consistently, it seems like, touched all-time highs. They're pulling back a little bit today, but overall, U.S. markets continue to be strong. How important is it for gold to outperform these markets? Because as encouraging as it is to see gold moving higher, from what I see, if the U.S. markets are outperforming gold, it's not moving more investors into gold.
It's essential. I mean, if we want to have a real bull market in the sector, it has to outperform the stock market. History shows that. And sure, maybe it can move up for, you know, 4 or 5 months at a time and have a great move for a quarter. I mean, that's nice. But if you're going to get a real bull market for 2, 3, 4 years, it has to outperform the stock market. So that's what we're looking at here and now. And that's another reason why I don't think you're going to see 1900 broken on the first try, because gold hasn't been outperforming the stock market to a significant degree in recent weeks. Now, I don't want to get too wonky about that, but big picture, that is very important. So this move, that's the one thing that we should be looking at in addition to just pure price action. You know, is gold outperforming the stock market? Is the stock market going to correct? Because it looks pretty clear to me that the big breakout in gold, you know, when we go to a new all-time high, that's going to coincide with some weakness in the stock market and probably dramatic outperformance of gold in that scenario.
Yeah, Jordan, absolutely. It would be helpful for gold investors and people in the precious metal sector if there was some reason for investors not to be on the gravy train higher in the general markets and to look at other options. But you had also presented in the past a dual-prong approach of what may lead the markets higher. And you had mentioned weakness in the stock market as a big part of that one prong. And you said the other prong could be, you know, the Fed hiking rates earlier than people expected, or just the Fed rate hiking cycle. There's a lot of people that believe the Fed may have to taper quicker than anticipated if inflation sticks around like it has, and if they moved the taper forward so that they could start hiking earlier. Do you think that could be an environment where gold and the precious metals in general run higher in tandem with a rising stock market?
I mean, it's really hard to see gold making a big breakout with the stock market rising. It just, maybe if the stock market is rising, but it's like the weakest performer amongst gold and, you know, other hard assets, perhaps. I mean, we're getting too wonky about this. Gold will have to dramatically outperform the stock market. So I guess if the stock market is going up a little bit and gold is really outperforming it strongly on a relative basis, then I guess that could make sense, possibly. But we're just, you know, I'm just thinking off the top of my head. But I do like the catalyst, you know, hiking rates. I mean, I think that's, if gold sells off into that, that's going to be good for gold to get a pop. And I also think the stock market, I mean, it's possible sometime next year it could have a significant correction. So I think we're, the possibilities for gold next year, I mean, these catalysts occurring, I think likelihood we're going to see maybe both, actually. And that'd be really good for gold. And it's, if you look at the technicals of gold, you know, we've taken a big step in the last month. And so we're starting to move closer to the breakout. And that's aligning with these potential catalysts, which I think you're going to see maybe both next year, to be honest.
Well, Jordan, whole lot of question marks heading into next year. But look, for the gold bugs out there and all of us holding gold stocks, it has been a nice rebound, especially for those stocks over the last about month and a half. And really in the last few weeks has pushed a lot higher for a broad range of stocks. And I know a lot of the focus being on those higher inflation numbers, but also one thing to consider is we have inflation at 30-year highs. We don't quite have gold at 30-year highs. So there is a bit of a disconnect there. I think we really need inflation to stay elevated to keep driving money into gold. But again, that balance between what the U.S. markets are doing, which is still trending higher, that is a key consideration as well. So hey, Jordan, we'll chat again next week, and who knows what we'll talk about, but it will be focused here, and we will actually probably focus a little bit more on silver as well. Jordan, thanks as always for your time, buddy. Have a great rest of your week.